The Average Network takes you to Krellboyne University in one of those tiny states that no one can ever remember for another episode of Crosswind. On the right, Robot Novak and Smucker Carlson. On the left, James Carhorn and Paul Bugaluggle. Here are James Carhorn and Robot Novak.
Kazoo! Welcome to Crosswind. Grazie au Libutril and the Republican Giwazabush and an outrage against decency, Jamontique Robot Novak.
James, as usual, you Democratic traitors don't know what you're talking about. Our beloved sainted leader, President George W. Bush, will drive you from the land like St. Patrick drove the snakes out of my basement.
Moonsy Tabernacle, Mon Dieu Cochon.
What are you talking about?
Allez, Sonogram Archipelago and your whole stinking ilk, Republican Café Nuit, Bulbine Alka-Seltzer.
No, I meant I can't understand you.
I'm a raging Cajun Camembert Schlockmeister, boohoo sanctimonious Garfunkel detente on Pennsylvania Avenue, as you well know.
No, I don't know that. I couldn't understand you, James.
Brigantine Rotgut Schmooze.
Well, never mind. Shut up, James. No one in Washington has the guts to face us. So our guests today are our co-hosts, the whiny, sycophantic Paul Bugaluggle and Smucker Carlson.
Smucker, you overdressed smarmy preppy dictaphone, miable dictu, mon plume, c'est bon, androgyne, hetero bush.
Well, James, your raging doesn't detract from President Bush's brilliant plan to moderate money so that I'll get more and you'll get blisters from sitting on your grassy knoll.
You liberals are too spineless to stand up to your greedy welfare mothers and their delinquent kids, aren't you? So when St. Bush promises to ship them all to Iraq, you're too ashamed to admit you're stupid, aren't
well,
you?
Well, Bob, everyone knows that George Bush bought the election from your pal Rupert Murdoch because he was too stupid to remember where he was on August 19, 1973, when everyone remembers what they were doing forever.
Sacre bleu.
Wow, you're just so way out there.
You liberals ever wanted to rob me of more of my tax money with your foul?
Well, Bob and Smucker, since all you do is defend us all, don't you ever lying about the WMDs and his parents?
You wouldn't know that, would you?
Lying and lying and lying and lying some more.
Sacre bleu.
Wow, you're just so way out there.
You liberals ever wanted to rob me of more of my tax money with your foul?
Well, Bob and Smucker, since all you do is defend us all, don't you ever lying about the WMDs and his parents?
You wouldn't know that, would you?
Lying and lying and lying some more.
Well, I hope that proved what scum you are. Marxist swine trying to...
Oh, sure, like George Bush never lied and sent us to war in Iraq and Wyoming.
Bob, you know better than that.
Well, I hope that proved what scum you are. Marxist swine trying to...
Oh, sure, like George Bush never lied and sent us to war in Iraq and Wyoming.
Get down. Oh, no, the crosswind buttocks.
Average Short Subject 5, Crosswind, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Just as CNN neglects to apologize for Crossfire, so the Average Network neglects to apologize for its celebrity impersonations. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.